It is most excellent to have in the studio on Static this evening, MC and Dirk from Bloods, two people with an album out this week. How you doing?
Good, good.
Real good. Thank you for having us.
On top of the world. It's always great to see Bloods. It's been a long time since we've had an album of yours to talk about.
It has. It's been like a number of years now. I'm not sure.
I think maybe between 2.5 to 3 years since our last record.
It's been a long, winding road, this one. From the outside, it looked like you've been working on it for a while as well, because the first single off this, Bring My Walls Down, was out 2 years ago this week.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think, you know, we're not great with album rollout plans, to be honest.
We had it finished. The whole thing was finished 2 years ago. No, kidding.
So many factors really kind of played into why this was such a drawn out process, but we're just happy that it's finally out. It does feel like we have been working on it for a long time.
Yeah, it seems life got in the way a bit as well for Bloods.
Yeah, it's sort of like a combo of life and even the recording sessions sort of spanned quite a long period as well. Yeah, but life definitely is a big factor.
Was being in a band in your early 20s a bit easier, Dirk? Was it more free time, more carefree?
Yeah, big time, yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Some of the hurdles that you guys have had would have killed lesser bands.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like Sweetie moved to Melbourne.
Yeah.
So you kept that doable, but her still being in the band. I notice every now and then you've used some ring-ins.
Well, we've got the one ring-in, Rosa, who is probably the most talented musician we've ever played with.
Yeah, she's a great ring-in,
She's fantastic.
Do you make her wear kendone just to keep it?
Well, they're quite similar. It's really strange. They have similar styles, so we don't even have to.
They do. She's quite colourful. Like, she's definitely shares that aspect, yeah.
But even closer to home, of course, MC, you had relationship upheavals and motherhood and so many things.
Yeah. It's been a journey.
I don't know what you had, Dirk. Looks like you just had to keep having fun trips to Japan.
Yeah. I've just been in and out of Japan for the last 3 years.
That really got in the way of the recording.
Yeah.
But a lot of that obviously still then plays into how you feel about the band and how you want to put a record across, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely, you know, a lot of artists say that they get so much out of being, like, when they're in a low point in their life, that's when they're probably the most prolific. I'm the direct opposite.
Really?
I find it very hard to be creative when I don't feel like I'm in a good place. So having gone through, you know, kind of emotional roller coaster over the last couple of years definitely played into, like, just feeling like I wanted to be creative. So that definitely played a part in it. But, I mean, financial situations with the band as well. It's expensive to record.
Was it also a thing of Bloods is such a carefree, happy looking band from the outside and what you put across and in the music? Was it hard to then factor in heavier themes for writing?
Well, yeah, I think it's the first time we've ever really put, I mean, it's called Feelings because it's full of feelings.
It's
definitely the first time the lyrics have been more skewed towards the personal things that are going on, like, in our world versus that person annoys me, let's write a song.
Yeah, it's definitely come a long way.
Because the title track itself is this getting over you ode, you know, learning to be happy without you.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny play on words, that song, because it's both about getting over someone and also trying not to let your life become about someone new. So it's, you know, that famous thing that you have when you come out of a really long relationship and you meet someone new, you don't kind of want to fall into your old patterns and feel happy just with one person, but then at the same time you're trying to get over.
It's your state of independence, MC.
That's right, yeah.
But it must also then have been cathartic in some ways to put that into the songs. I don't know, did you weigh up how much of those, I guess, ingredients you'd put into a Bloods song?
Yeah, I mean, it always kind of happens. All of the Bloods songs come about pretty organically, and we'd written a bunch of songs for this record, but yeah, I think that by the end of it, it became really apparent that this album was very much a journal of feelings. And when we wrote Feelings, I had said, I feel like we need one more song that's like an angry song. But I ended up writing this song that was like a happy, angry song, like in between. And it just felt like it really encapsulated the feel and the tone of the record.
I love also the joyousness of motherhood that keeps happening on Bloods records. This is the second Bloods album that has a song named after your daughter.
Yeah. That's right. I think she'll feature heavily in all of our records. But
yeah, she should. Isn't she the cover of the next record?
I hope that when she's a teenager, she's happy and not embarrassed by the line, "Take the heart out of my chest and give you everything."
Yeah.
You'll be able to use that against her as a teenager and say, "Look what I did for you."
But she'll probably be like, "Mom, that's embarrassing."
Yeah.
Because you also even sampled her at the start the album version of Bug Eyes.
Bug Eyes, yeah. Yeah. It was, I mean, her voice is just the cutest thing in the world. And I'm sure that every parent says that. She's so squeaky and cute. I was like, I just need to capture that.
Of course you did.
But yeah, and it also is like, you know, especially Bug Eyes, it's just such a childish song, and I was really wanted to like have a little snippet of something in there that would kind of match the maturity level of the lyrics.
Well, yeah, I mean, outside of some of the heavier themes, there is a lot of fun and sass on the record too. A song like Step Back is about getting your shit back on track with a big heart and an open mind, and it's got that great sort of Strokes guitar sound on it. So a lot of the songs must have also been fun to get over the line, Dirk.
Yeah, well, I think that one in particular, I think we're all really stoked with because it just has such a different sound for us. And I think that one really stands out for me as being one of the best on the album just because it's kind of, I think it gives the album a real good variety because it's, yeah, and Strokes guitar. I hadn't even thought of that, but yeah.
You can use that.
I'm happy about that. Yeah, that's good.
And speaking of guitar, of course, you had more guitars to throw into this Bloods album because the other big factor is, you got a fourth one.
We do. Yeah.
We actually wrote this record, the three of us, like we would normally do.
Yeah.
As we have across all our records.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like the opposite of our first record, Work It Out, where we went in there and we were like, we want this to be live. We want it to feel and sound like a Bloods live concert.
Mm-hmm.
With this album, we were like, let's make a lush pop record. And let's not care about how we're going to play it live. And so we got super guitar-y on it. And, you know, there's like solo parts with melodic parts kind of happening. And it wasn't until the end of the recording process that we're like, how are we going to play this song live?
Yeah, we can't do this.
I'm not that good.
Or you don't have four hands. Or six hands or whatever.
Could have tried a double neck guitar.
This guy called Mike came along, and all your problems were solved.
That's right. And Mike actually produced the song Feelings and another song called Broken Heart on the album and helped us mix half of the album.
So
this guy's a keeper, right?
He was just a no-brainer, and he's literally like Dirk's long-lost brother. They are the same.
Well, it's like I haven't even known him that long, but then I was thinking about this the other day. It's like we kind of got him in just because I'd been playing with him a little bit in another band, and then it's sort of the need arose and we're like, oh yeah, Michael do it, and these guys met him and it was just boom, like just straight away.
You guys take him to America, that'll be the real test. Four of you on the road though. You had been putting out some feelers to America, of course. You took yourselves there between albums and have become BFFs with Veruca Salt. Even this record is now released through a subsidiary of Sub Pop. So has that side of things been good to see people latch onto the band from outside of your neck of the woods?
It's been really cool.
That's one of the funnest parts, I think, to see the response from, like, but when we did the shows over there, it's just, I couldn't believe how much regular people responded to what we do. It was just really refreshing.
I guess our sound is probably easy for them to get, maybe, I'm not sure, but yeah, it's been incredible, especially having Kale, who signed us to Sub Pop Publishing, just be such a huge champion of the band and, you know, starting this label and having us be his first release is an absolute honor. But yeah, it's really cool. We're so keen to get back over there and just keep growing the fan base and keep playing to these people who actually like our music. It's really cool.
Don't you guys let that life get in the way of the next record or doing anything else. Yeah. You know, live your dreams or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is so good to have Feelings out and about. Of course, you're launching it. It's a little way off, but it's December. Summer party at the Union Hotel, Saturday, the 8th of December.
That's it.
Yeah, we can't wait.
We can't wait.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we did a Bloods headline show.
We've done a lot of supports, but
even this year we haven't played as much as we would have the first 3 years of the band. I think maybe we just did enough then that we're...
Yeah, we're like, yeah,
you're coasting.
out a bit. But yeah, it's going to be great. We're so excited.
Yeah, well, it's so good to have the album out. And you two, of course, thanks for the talk.
Yeah.
So we might play talk.
Yeah, awesome. I like it.
Nice.
You look after each other.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And happy feelings. This is Bloods on Static. Thanks, MC, and thanks, Dirk.
Thank you.
Thank you.